It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Is monkeypox an STD? A majority of cases so far have been tied to intimacy, mainly among gay and bisexual men and transgender people. But public health experts say this early trend isn't enough to classify monkeypox as a sexually transmitted disease, and doing so prematurely could downplay the general risk for the broader public. The World Health Organization says about 1 in 10 cases globally in the current outbreak have no connection to sexual activity. WNYC Health and Science Editor Sikon Akpan joins us to talk about why the distinction matters when it comes to keeping the outbreak in check. Good morning, Sikon.
Good morning.
Let's start with some basics. What defines a sexually transmitted infection?
So a sexually transmitted infection, or STI, is any microbe, so you know, a virus, bacteria, or parasite, that primarily spreads due to the act of sex. That's according to the World Health Organization and the National Institutes of Health. The key word there is primarily. So some STIs can pass without coitus, you know, such as HIV through pregnancy, but for the most part, they're transmitted by either vaginal, anal, or oral sex. Now, biologically speaking, that's because the microbes live in sexual fluids or lesions that are specific to the genital areas. But these viruses don't necessarily only stay in private parts. So, you know, herpes and human papillomavirus, HPV, can spread to the mouth and throat via oral sex.
Now, I was just talking about STIs. Is that the same thing as an STD, or sexually transmitted disease?
So some scientists reserve STI, or sexually transmitted infection, for the underlying microbes causing the issue, so those viruses, bacteria, and parasites. And then they usually use sexually transmitted disease, STD, to mean the physical outcomes of those germs. Example is like HIV is the virus, while AIDS refers to what happens to the person's immune system. But in truth, the terms are pretty interchangeable.
Okay. Well, sexual activity has been tied to 90% of cases this year in study after study. Monkeypox has also been detected in semen in some studies. Is that not enough evidence to be an STI?
Weirdly, no. Again, because it comes down to whether it primarily spreads via sex. So, you know, the WHO says right now that monkeypox transmission via skin-to-skin contact cannot be disentangled from the potential spread via bodily fluids. Also, if being in semen were the only bar for entry, then the coronavirus would qualify as an STI. And because it's also present in semen, but COVID-19 is obviously not an STI.
Do viruses do this, go from one mode of transmission, skin-to-skin contact, to another, like sexual transmission?
Yeah, you know, there's a relative of monkeypox and smallpox, it's called the vaccinia virus, whose transmission has, in rare cases, been tied to sex, but it's not considered an STI. Public health experts also point to two other examples, Ebola and Zika. So most listeners will remember that the Ebola virus mostly spreads because of direct contact with infected bodily fluids. But during recent outbreaks, we've learned that it also sometimes transmits via semen. Zika, you know, most of the cases involve spread via mosquitoes, mosquito bites, but some have also been transmitted via genital fluids. Part of the issue is that much of the world neglected these diseases for decades, so we're just now learning new things about them, like all their routes of transmission.
Well, Sikon, explain why all of this is important, given what's known so far. What's the harm in describing monkeypox as an STI, even if we don't know all of the basic science?
Yeah, you know, the main issue is that intimate contact isn't the only way that monkeypox spreads. We know that the virus can survive in things like bedding for weeks to months, especially if the bedding is like kind of stored in a cool, dark place. And of the 1,300 global cases with reported exposure locations, about 1 in 5 have involved parties or large events with no sexual contact, according to the WHO. You know, you're not going to get monkeypox just by walking by a person and bumping up against them, but, you know, the skin needs an abrasion or like a scratch or rubbing for transmission to happen. But what does that mean for cuddling or hugging somebody at the beach? You know, we spoke to Dr. Matthew Hamill. He's an infectious disease professor at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. He is actively treating monkeypox patients in Baltimore and describes it this way.
The danger in labeling something like monkeypox as a sexually transmitted infection is that a lot of people switch off because they think, well, that's nothing to do with me. That doesn't apply to me.
There's also a self-perpetuating narrative happening here. You know, if early studies and medical exams focused on looking for signs of monkeypox in sexual transmission, you know, then that's what they're mostly going to find. And there are thousands of cases, according to WHO, where we don't know exactly what the exposure was.
On the flip side, could the STI label come with any benefits? I don't know if benefits is the right word, but any upside?
Right, STIs with benefits. Yeah, it can. You know, I looked into this story with our healthcare reporter, Caroline Lewis. She found that the Affordable Care Act requires most health plans to provide free STI screenings and counseling without patient cost sharing. So in other words, if monkeypox gets classified as an STI, then its testing would be free. Hmm. But overall, health experts we spoke to said that this monkeypox outbreak shines a light on how STIs have been sort of historically overlooked in this country.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
So a recent report from the National Academies of Sciences found that federal funding for STI prevention has remained largely flat for the last two decades. You know, after adjusting for inflation, this trend represented a 40% reduction in funding.
Well, Sikon, just to wrap up here, I hear so many contradictory things about how you get monkeypox. Is this another situation like COVID where we really just don't know everything and the science is figuring it all out as we go?
Yeah, exactly. You know, science takes time to find answers. You know, we started the COVID pandemic without really knowing the extent of airborne spread, but once that became apparent, the recommendation for masks came into effect. You know, it's about striking a balance between what we know, what we might not know, I think, while also still providing support to the LGBTQ community during this crisis.
Sikon, of course, we will continue to speak with you and get updates as we move along during this crisis. Sikon Akpan is WNYC's health and science editor. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.